Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Violet begins previews at the American Airlines Theater in New York City tonight. The Roundabout Theater Company production marks the Broadway debut of the musical, following an acclaimed concert performance at City Center Encore's Off Center last year. Winner of the Drama Critics Circle Award and a Lucille Lortel Award for Best Musical when it premiered off-Broadway at Playwrights Horizons in 1997, Violet features music by Janine Tesori and book and lyrics by Brian Crawley. The Roundabout production is directed by Lee Silverman and stars two-time Tony Award winner Sutton Foster in the title role. The stellar cast of Broadway regulars also contains Colin Donnell, Alexander Gemignani, and Joshua Henry. Joshua Henry's previous Broadway credits include The Gershwins' Porgy and Bess, American Idiot, In the Heights, Bring It On, and a Tony-nominated turn as Haywood Patterson in The Scottsboro Boys. Again, Violet begins previews tonight. I sat down with Joshua Henry in New York City last month, just before rehearsals started. Joshua Henry, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me.
So you played Flick at City Center Encores last year. When did you find out you'd get to take on the role again?
I found out late last year. I think it was around December. We had heard rumors that it was possible that the show might go to Broadway, but you know, you hear that a lot. But as of December, you know, I got the news, and I couldn't be more excited to be doing it. It's a show that I did in college, the first show I did in college. And I was fortunate enough to have the guy who played the original Flick off-Broadway, Michael McElroy, be the director in the production. So doing it again now 10 years later on Broadway is really, we used the term full circle, I think, way too much. But, I mean, it can't be any fuller than this.
What does your experience over the years bring to the role since you played it in college?
I think I've just gotten to understand, you know, well, being 10 years older, a little bit more about life, you know, since I've graduated from, I think it was my sophomore year of college. Since I've graduated, I've been an actor in New York for 7 years. I've gotten married. I've got a lot more life experience. I have a nephew. I have a niece. So I think understanding Flick, you know, and a lot of things that he was saying in a song like, say, Let It Sing, the idea that, you know, life takes you down different roads, but no matter what life throws at you, you still have to be yourself, and you still have to carry your experiences with you and not be bogged down by them, but be fueled by them.
Tell us about the show, your perspective.
Well, it's the best show on earth. That's all you need to know, right?
Oh, okay.
No, okay.
Yeah.
No, it Violet is about a young woman who is traveling across the country. She's on a journey to find healing from a physical ailment that she has. And in her journey, you know, she meets a lot of people along the way, people that teach her about life. In her journey, she learns so much about herself. And I think she ultimately finds out a lot more than she expected. The journey didn't go according to plan, as life rarely does. But along the way, she learns a lot. And the musical is very much it's set to an incredible score by Janine Tesori, who is just phenomenal. Violet tracks this woman who is on her journey, and, you know, she finds a lot more than she expects. Yeah.
And unexpected friendships in the two soldiers she meets.
Yes.
On her journeys. What is it like, or what do you anticipate it will be like, working with Sutton Foster again and then with Colin Donnell?
I like Sutton. She's awesome. And working with her at the last concert production, it was amazing. I've always been a big fan of hers, and we get along really great. And Colin, I had actually just worked about 6 months ago. He's a really amazing, well, person, first of all, and actor and singer. I think it's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy to tell this story every night, because we do get along so well, right? We had a photo shoot recently, and it was just, we're just sort of all goofballs. I think it's going to be amazing. And today we just found out that Alexander Gemignani is going to be involved in the production, and Emerson Steele. So, I mean, it's snowy outside, but as far as I'm concerned, it's like 80 degrees and the sun is out. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think it's an overstatement to say that's a superstar cast.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of, it's going to be incredible. It really is. Yeah.
So you, earlier this week, as we're taping this, did a concert at 54 Below. How did it go?
It was awesome. It was great. It was called This Is the Love. And, you know, it was a really nice house. I got to do some original songs and I got to arrange a lot of, I like to put a lot of Broadway songs together in different ways. And it was a night of love songs. People came from Miami. A lot of friends came. So I'm glad I was able to do that right before Violet rehearsal starts, because once rehearsal starts, it's going to get a little busy. But it was a really great night.
The skills to do a concert are, I would assume, a little bit different than doing a play. As you're putting it together yourself, you don't have a script, you know, and you said you write original songs. What about that process of putting together a concert appeals to you?
You know, I love the feeling of when I'm watching someone perform, especially in concert, that I call it the soul weakness feeling, where you just shudder because either a lyric hit you or the music hit you a certain way or made you think about things in a different way. I like putting together those types of moments. And arranging allows you to do that. Musically, I like to wow people, and especially with songs that they think about a certain way, and you can just turn it on its head and make it different. So I love that whole process, and it's something I've really gotten involved with in the last 2 years. I did a show called Soul Weakness that I did in 2012, where I got to put together a lot of, you know, soul music, and, you know, I taught people how to, like, perform soul music in 3 foolproof steps. That's I like to do that kind of stuff. So it's something that I want to do a lot more of, because you get to be yourself on stage, and I like bringing my personality and sharing that. It's amazing to be a character in a show, this is something that I'd like to explore more and more, and I definitely will be.
Tell me about Amigo Duende.
Oh, Amigo Duende is a musical that I composed along with Luis Salgado, who's the president of Revolution Latina. We met during when we were in the ensemble of In the Heights in 2008. Nobody sigue. You don't know what it's about. And we started writing this in 3 years, 4 years later. You know, we got to do it at El Museo del Barrio. That's this theater up on the east side, around 100th Street. And, you know, I'd never done anything like it before, but it opened my eyes in so many ways. It was one of the hardest things that I ever did, because I composed and I arranged and did all the orchestrations. But the looks on the kids' faces coming out of the theater, that was the thing that I remember the most. And they're just hearing them, ooh, ah. I mean, I love kids, and I really believe in imagination. The theme of the show is, the slogan is, imagination is forever. And the whole idea of the show was that, you know, imagination doesn't stop when you're 6 years old or 10 or 40 or, you know.
Shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Right. It shouldn't. And I think that's the point that we were trying to make. And we had, I believe, 5 or 6 performances that were really well attended. I mean, thousands of kids came and saw this. So that in itself was a big joy. And I hope we get to do it again sometime.
You mentioned it being very difficult to write the show. Did you get to lean on any composers, you know, and talk to them about the process and how stressful it is?
I got to speak to In the Heights, the music director of In the Heights was Alex Lacamoire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on Facebook, I would just reach out to him and be like, oh, how do you, I have so much more respect for you now. I mean, I already had respect for you, but when you're orchestrating, you don't sleep. You don't sleep because you're making arrangements for many pieces, and things change in rehearsal from rehearsal to rehearsal. So you have 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. rehearsal, then you have about 10 changes the director wants you to put in. So you go home and you arrange from like 7 to 12, and then you got to wake up. It is a lot of work. So speaking of, you know, music, orchestrating, I mean, that, I'm always excited about that award when it comes on, whether it's the Drama Desk or the Tony Awards. I'm like, I'm up on my feet and I am clapping and I got my bullhorn out like, yes, go ahead. Because it is, that is one of the most incredible jobs. It's really, really hard.
So you mentioned In the Heights. You were also in Bring It On. And then I told you as soon as you walked in, I saw you in the workshop of Hamilton Mixtape at New York Stage and Film and Vassar College Present Powerhouse Theater, a reading. These are shows all by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Do you like doing workshops like that? And had you ever been to New York Stage and Film before?
I had, and I love them. The first time I was there, I was doing American Idiot.
Oh, right.
With that whole crew.
Michael Mayer and John Gallagher Jr. was in it.
Tom Kidd and Carmel Dean. Just the bottom of the barrel, really. no, they're incredible. This is my second time back there, and I love being involved in workshops because you get to see where the musical is headed, you know, and you get to be a part of the development of something. You sort of like, you know, like I said, getting in on the ground floor, and then you see it on, you know, later on in a production, possibly on Broadway, and Lin-Manuel's writing it, so I'm willing to bet that it's going to at least have a 3-day run on Broadway.
I think some people are interested.
I think that it's got a chance. A little show that could, we're going to call Hamilton Mixtape. But it's wonderful. You know, at that point, he had only had about one act and a few other songs. But now he's completed it. And I heard they recently did a workshop. So whenever that comes, it's going to be really exciting to see. I don't want to say this, or should I even say it? But I think it's like the best Lin-Manuel that I've ever seen. And I was in the Heights.
Right.
And that completely blew my world apart.
Right, which won the Tony.
And the Grammy.
So. Just a couple little, you know, awards.
A little ribbons here and there. But this, I don't think folks are ready for this. It's going to be amazing.
I don't know. I should have all of your credits memorized. I don't. But do you do non-musicals?
I have not done a play yet, if that's what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't done a play. I'm hoping that I'll be doing one very shortly. I've done, you know, some film and television, things like that. I was last year involved in a show, the show Army Wives. I got to do the last seventh season of that, which was incredible. But I've been, you know, they hear you can sing and they want you to keep singing. And I do love singing, but I will continue doing that. But, you know, sometimes you want to branch out and do other things. And I'm looking forward to those opportunities.
When you love singing and it is part of your job, do you still sing in the shower, in the car, humming around your house like everybody else does?
Sarah, you sing as much as you can. I mean, I do. I love singing. And
lucky for everybody, you're good at it.
Well, I'm really lucky, but I do. I really love it. The only sometimes when you have a job 8 times a week to do, you have to be careful with your voice. You know, you wake up in the morning, you say, okay, where's my voice right now? Because I have to, you know, perform. But so a lot of times after a show, I might want to like get in my studio mode and just start like writing songs and singing. But you know, you got to lock it up. You have to be a monk. You have to be on vocal arrest. Otherwise, you won't be able to perform the show. So, and in the musical Violet, I got a few moments. There are a few songs in there that require my full vocal attention. So it's not a game. You have to really be conserve.
Yeah.
Save the gift, as they say.
Got to be professional. It's your, yeah, if you were a construction worker, you shouldn't, you know, sprain your ankles and break your wrists every day.
No, you can't do that. No.
You mentioned being on Army Wives. You were also on Kings, and you've done some movies. Do you like acting for camera? Do you like doing film and television?
I love it. It's really fun. A lot of the times, well, you know, since my bread and butter has been Broadway shows, whew, gosh, just saying that, like, it's like, wow. You know, I'm really great. Wow. I just got really happy. 'Cause I'm like, oh, wow. What you guys can't see right now is we're in the American Airlines Theater, and this is my first day in this theater where Violet's going to be in a little while. So I just had a little moment. Yeah, I love it. It's any art form, you know, I respect them all. And film and TV are very different than performing in a musical, and it requires a whole other skill set, set of tools that I've been able to sort of use a little bit here and there in my experience. But I like I said, I'm looking forward to doing a lot more of that.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me. And, you know, Break Legs and Violet, it was so great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Sarah.
Joshua Henry stars as Flick in the Roundabout Theater Company production of Violet, which begins previews at the American Airlines Theater in New York City tonight and runs through August 9th.